Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The first question that we want to deal with tonight deals with the context of instrumental music. Instrumental music is always an issue when we look in regard to the religious world. In fact, the majority of the denominations, or even those who call themselves non-denominational, they are involved in a worship that is not pleasing and acceptable to God. And in large part, what we find is that they are all using instrumental music. So that would be a part of what we define unscriptural with regard to them. A question that is often posed in regard to the usage of instrumental music, people want to refer back to the Old Testament and say, well, we find that instrumental music was used during the time of Israel, and they are a picture for the church today. And it is indeed true that they are a picture in part for the church today, but there are so many things that they did in the Old Testament Scripture that you and I do not do today. For instance, in the Old Testament Scripture, they offered sacrificial offerings. Today, we do not do that. Why? Because Christ became our sacrificial offering. There were types and shadows of the Old Testament that find their fulfillment in a complete and much better way in the New Testament Scripture. A question that was posed in regard to instrumental music was asked in a way that I've never really considered it before, and that is did the Jews use instrumental music in Sabbath worship? We know that they used it from time to time, and we're going to look in regard to the context of the Old Testament Scripture to find exactly what's going on in and around the times of which we find instrumental music used. There is no mention of instrumental music whenever Sabbath worship is instituted. In fact, what we have here is that it is given for the Jews as a memorial to commemorate, to remember that God had delivered them out of the land of Egypt, and that each generation was to be taught in regard to what God had done for them, and that each generation then was to keep the Sabbath and to keep it holy, to keep it sanctified, to keep it according to the standards that God had prescribed. When we look to the passages in the book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8 through verse 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 5 verses 11 and verse 12, we do not have any explanation as to what constituted Sabbath worship, but rather what we have in the immediate context is that they are to keep the Sabbath. We do know, though, that as we move forward through the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy, which Exodus is the giving of the law, Deuteronomy is the repetition of the law, we have defined as to what Israel did whenever they came together upon the Sabbath to worship God. Also, though, if you read and study from the book of Leviticus, the book of Leviticus gives us pictures, if you would, as to what Israel did during the times in which they were together. And we do find at various times where that they worship God with the usage of instrumental music. We want to point out, though, is that it is stated time and time again in and through the Old Testament Scripture that King David made instruments for giving praise unto God. Now the question is did David do this on his own accord, or did David do this by the direction of God, or did he do it on his own accord, and did God authorize it, did God accept it, and was God pleased with it? Instruments were used for various celebrations and even times of worship. Whenever Israel had a festivity going on, oftentimes there was a usage of instrumental music. All forms of celebration and praise going on unto God. The only passage that I found in my study, and in fact Kim is the one who turned in the question, and I told her that this has prompted me to look at this, to consider this in a much deeper fashion maybe than what I have, as it would relate to the Sabbath. As I went through and studied the various passages of the Old Testament, the only one that I found that most scholars would say and not only connects temple worship, but also would constitute Sabbath worship, is in Psalm 92, verses 1 and following. And if we are dealing with Sabbath worship, then we would have that it was used here, and also it would appear as if not only do we find that it is accepted by God, but friends, also it would have been authorized by God at various times and in various ways. What do we learn in regard to this? We also understand from the Old Testament Scripture, though, is that God expressed very verbally through the prophets dissatisfaction with Israel's overall worship from time to time. If you go to the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 and following, you're going to find is that God says, I've had enough of your sacrificial offerings. We find as much also in the book of Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 12, where God, He's set beside Himself, if you would, in regard to the way in which Israel has been worshiping Him. And He is more than displeased with them. He is exercising wrath upon them because of the things that they are doing. In all of this, what is it that Israel was doing? Friends, they were going through the motions. And you and I certainly can learn from that, is that whenever we come together, it's not enough to just worship God in spirit and in truth. We've got to make sure that we desire to be here and that we do not just go through the motions. We pour our heart, soul, mind, and strength into it. But I also want us to understand from the book of Amos, chapter 5, verses 21 through 25, and Amos, chapter 6, and verse 5. We have mentioned here as to David through the prophet Amos, that God was sorely displeased with Israel, at least in part, because of their usage of instrumental music that David had created. Now, again, was David solely responsible for coming up with this? I don't think that the Scripture, the Old Testament, defines that. I think that we do find is that there was authorization for that. Well, somebody says, well, if God authorized it, even if God accepted it, whenever David introduced it, then why is it not accepted today? Friends, what we find in the New Testament Scripture is that God clearly defines for us what we must do when we come together to worship Him. And what we find in the New Testament is that instrumental music is never introduced. If it was introduced with the authorization of God, and I say if it was introduced with the authorization of God, in the Old Testament Scripture, it served a purpose amongst the children of Israel. But in the New Testament Scripture, everything got better. And therefore, there was a doing away with this instrumental side to a more focused side in regard to now we worship God not with an instrument, not with sacrificial offerings, but rather we pour ourselves into the worship service. And in fact, whenever it comes to our song service, we are to sing songs of praise unto God, and that we are to sing from the heart. That is the instrument that God has supplied for us in reference to our worship service today.